Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning for Mount Edgecombe High School to do our Tuesday morning thing is Mike Kimber, the coach of Mount Edgecombe Wrestling. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And you've brought, according to you, the three of the most important people in your life this morning.
That is true.
Tell us about these girls and why they are so critical to the success of Mount Edgecombe Wrestling.
Well, we have Tiana Williams, Caitlin Fowler, and Savvy Holder. And the reason they're so important is that they're the managers, the three senior managers. We have two other underclassmen managers, but the three senior managers for the wrestling team. And they're the reason that I get to coach and not do laundry and statistics and take care of uniforms and mop the mats and all those things. They allow me to be a coach.
All right. Yeah. Managers, and it takes three. I guess you have a lot of wrestlers on your squad. There's a lot to do.
Actually, we have five. We have two other underclassmen. And it does take a lot. They do laundry. In the beginning of the season, we have about 80 kids. So they do laundry for about 80 kids every day at the beginning, and it's whittled down to about 50 now every day.
Wow. Well, I guess we'll start with you, Tiana. Why did you want to become a wrestling manager?
I didn't do it for my boyfriend.
All right, let's just establish that right off the bat. Okay.
I did it for a good experience, and that, like, my family is all wrestlers right now, and I'm the only one that doesn't wrestle, and it's just a lot of fun and good experience.
Kind of a way to stay involved in the sport without necessarily doing it yourself?
Yeah.
And where are you from, Tiana?
Bethel.
All right. And you're a senior? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks. How about you, Caitlin? Why did you get into managing at wrestling?
Well, it all started out, like, I was a mat rat back in Heidelberg. And when my uncle was a coach and I ended up having back problems, and coach didn't want me wrestling, and so he said I could be a manager.
Okay, what's the difference between a mat rat and a manager?
A mat rat is when you're too young to join the wrestling team, and you just get to practice.
Okay, so before you became a manager, you actually were a wrestler?
Yeah.
Until your injury.
So yeah.
Are you hoping maybe to get back into wrestling at some point?
Not anymore, because I had back surgery.
All right, and you're a senior too,
yeah.
So you're going to be graduating out of the program too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Caitlin. Savannah, you're from Sitka.
Yeah.
Right. And laundry every day for 50 guys. I just cannot get that image out of my mind. How do you stand it?
Well, after 3 years, it gets easier and easier. We don't need the gloves anymore. And we all take shifts doing it. Like, someone will do a load after practice, and then after study hour. So we all pitch in.
Okay. And why did you want to get into it? What appealed to you about it?
Well, I just thought it was really interesting. Like, I never really knew anything about wrestling before, and when I got the chance to learn more about it, I thought it was really cool. And it's really fun. So far.
Okay. Let me ask your opinion, each of you, about what you think the chances are for the Mount Edgecombe Braves in the Region 5 tournament coming up in December. How's your team going to do?
I have a really good feeling about it. I think we're going to do really awesome.
Okay. You guys would know. How about you, Caitlin? How are you feeling about the team this year?
Feeling really good, considering we took first place at the Juno tournament.
Okay, yeah, just last weekend,
yeah.
Right? Okay, you, Tiana?
I think we're going to get first. We're a pretty good team.
Okay.
Pretty good, yeah.
All right, thanks a lot, girls, for coming in and talking about it, and thanks for doing the job. I had no idea that it took this much support to make the wrestling team work, Mike.
Oh, it takes a ton of support. They probably put in... Well, I know they put in more time with wrestling than the actual athletes do themselves. These girls do a wonderful job, and I really appreciate it. And we're going to miss them next year when they're gone. We still have two more underclassmen, and they've done a really good job of teaching those girls what to do. And so hopefully the tradition of great managers, wrestling managers, will continue.
If your team wins the regional title this coming December 2nd, I guess, is when the regional tournament starts, and I think Edgecombe is the favorite this year. I don't want to jinx it by, you know, saying anything's for sure, but is the team going to carry these girls around on their shoulders for a little bit?
No, they want to torture me instead.
Okay. Oh, that's right. You're going to get. You don't have enough hair there to get the mullet, but it is going to be a new color, right?
They made a deal. I think this, we've won by large margins the last couple weeks, and those tournaments have been pretty big with the 4A schools in there, and I think that with the smaller tournament, our success comes, the bigger the tournament is, our wrestlers that don't take first and second get a lot of matches to earn a lot of points, and this tournament's going to be smaller than those last few tournaments. And so I think that if we win, it's going to be well under 50 points, and so the deal is if they can pull off a 50-point victory, they get to dye my hair whatever color they want.
Right. Well, it seems like at this last tournament at Thunder Mountain, it seems like Sitka and Ketchikan, we're not going to let you get away too easily with anything this season. It seems like there's some leveling out finally as we get near the end of the season.
Oh, yeah, they'll be leveling out. And Craig wasn't there, and that's the other big wild card.
Right.
It's okay. Out there.
All right. Well, we hope to come over there to the gym and watch some wrestling.
No, it should be exciting.
Early in December. And if anybody in the community wants to help out, a regional tournament here is always a big deal, whichever school it's at. You say Andrew Frisky could probably use some help.
Yeah, Andrew Frisky, he's the residential principal and the activities director, and he can be reached at 966-3228.
Okay, so that'll be starting December 2nd here.
In the morning, December 2nd, and all day on the 3rd.
All right, well, thanks, Coach Mike Kimber with the Mount Edgecombe Braves wrestling team. He's brought Savannah Holder in. She's a senior from Sitka. Caitlin Fowler, a senior from Heidelberg. And Tiana Williams, a senior from Bethel. Thanks, ladies, for coming in this morning. And we're going to bring in some Sitka High musicians and maybe some DDF here, too. Emma, come on in. Thanks, Mike. TJ Agnew is here. Emma Brule. So, Emma, you guys did pretty good at Allstate this past weekend.
We had a lot of fun anyway. So.
How did it go? What did you do? What did you perform in?
I performed in the treble choir this weekend. There was also a mixed choir, an orchestra, and a band.
Okay.
But
so did all musicians in the Sitka program head up there?
No. We made audition tapes back in October.
Oh, right. Okay,
So I guess the first tier, I guess you could say, was Honor Fest, which is like a regional thing that happened in Craig a couple weeks ago, and that was a lot of fun. And then the next, I guess, level, you could say, was to go up to Anchorage for Allstate, and that's what this was. And there was five of us. There was TJ, George Jones, Rachel Youngberg, Muriel Sadler-Hart, and myself.
Okay, and so you and Muriel were in the treble choir.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, was there another choir you were in as well?
No, Rachel Youngberg was in the mixed choir.
Okay.
With the boys.
All right, and TJ, what did you probably played your trombone?
Yeah,
right?
Definitely. I did play my trombone in the band. So did George.
Mm-hmm.
And George was selected to also play in the orchestra, so he did a little more extra on the side, unlike me.
How did you've done this several years now?
Yeah, this is my fourth year doing the Allstate band festival. I got third chair this year. It was a change for me, but then again, it's I don't really care about the chairs. It's about the music for me.
How is it different from your regular just your regular experience in the Sitka band. I mean, you have to put in extra time to audition for this, but what's the experience like? Is it, do you find that everybody approaches it with a lot more intensity? Is it, are the some of the guest instructors intimidating? What's it like?
It's almost like every single musician is dedicated. Everybody, every single person has put some amount of time into preparing the music, and it's you can feel it in the rehearsal area, how every single person, every individual just put a little bit of something into that music, and the guest conductor is also the same way in terms of just getting everyone together and just focusing that passion, so to speak.
Is it the same for you, Emma, singing?
Yeah, it's, I think one of the best parts about it is that, like he said, everyone's sort of dedicated and really involved in the music. Everyone there is really excited about doing what we are, making music. And so every time, you know, she's like, oh, let's get really quiet at this point, or any of that sort of like small musical stuff, it happens really fast. And it was intense for me. I'd never done anything like it before, and I was a little intimidated, to say the least.
Are you gonna audition again for Music Fest in the future?
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. Despite all, it was an intense atmosphere, but it was a lot of fun
okay.
at the same time.
And you didn't give up too much? You didn't miss too many Nutcracker rehearsals to go do it?
Only a few. So, yeah, it was fun.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in and talking about it. And are there a couple of DDF kids out there who are?
There are. Yes.
All right. Let's do DDF. Okay. Thanks,
Thank
Emma.
You, Rob.
Thanks,
Thank
Emma
you.
Brewell and TJ Agnew, who are just back from Allstate Music up in Anchorage last weekend. All right. Ladies, introduce yourselves.
Hello there. I'm Emily Pratt.
And I'm Maggie Dunn.
All right, Emily and Maggie. And I was looking at the result. You are here to talk about DDF, right?
Yes, sir.
And I was looking at this, and it's like Sitka got 7 first places.
Oh, yeah.
In
really good this
in Wrangell.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was it? How did it go?
It was really fun. I felt like we did work very hard. We didn't get to bring a lot of kids on this meet because of Nutcracker. But still, with the small amount we had, we really just worked it.
Yeah.
We got it going.
Yeah,
that was
pretty cool. At the Edgecom meet, I saw you, Emily, in a duo you did with
right.
Gavin. Yeah, with
yeah.
about the walnuts, right?
Yeah.
Or Somalex or whatever.
Somalon. Yeah. So that duo interpretation got us third at this Wrangell meet. So
all right, congratulations.
Did a lot better. Thank you.
Yeah, and duo interpretation, it's kind of strange. It's not acting. You guys aren't, I mean, you're it's not like a
yeah.
scene. It's describe duo interpretation.
Well, duo interpretation, it's a lot like another event called duet acting, which is normal interacting with another partner. You get to look at them and interact, use props like, you know, a chair, if you need a vase or something. In duo, you're not allowed to look at your partner, so you're kind of angled at a certain way. Typically, and you kind of have to work around your partner and make it look like you're interacting with them when you're really not. So it's a lot more of a challenge, but it's definitely a lot of fun.
It's strange because you have to time your movements
yes.
so precisely without,
very
you know,
precise, almost like in a reader's theater.
Right.
That preciseness.
Maggie, what events are you in?
I'm doing the dramatic interpretation, a humorous interpretation, solo acting, and a reader's theater. Right now. And yeah, they're all very fun in their own way.
Yeah, and you're DI placed, right?
Yes, my DI did place. I was really happy with it. There was some tough competition for DIs, yeah. so I didn't think I had made it. And then they're like, oh, well, you're finals. I was like, okay, cool. So yeah, there was a lot of competition at this meet, but I was very happy with it.
Is it hard? I sometimes wonder what dramatic interpretation. I mean, there's so many kids at these events, and everybody, the atmosphere is so fun and mm-hmm. buoyant, and yet you have to shift gears totally to go in and do a DI.
Yeah. Usually what I do is I try and kind of think into my inner emotions, I guess, and sometimes I find songs that are more mellow, and I listen to those to help myself kind of get into that darker mood in a way, or like, you know, sometimes, even though it's not always the best thing, I try and think of, like, sad things that have happened, because then it helps me get into the character a little bit, and I try and think about how the character felt and stuff, and then usually after I do my DI, I'm stuck in that mood for like half an hour, and it's not always the best thing, but it helps sometimes just to do that. It's hard, but you just have to like push yourself to try and feel another emotion.
Maybe you need maybe you need people on the DDF team whose job it should be to kind of cheer up.
Yeah. Hey, you should be happy. Yeah.
What's next for DDF? What are you guys? Where are you guys going next?
We are going to Ketchikan, mm-hmm. I believe.
Yeah, so yeah. I'll have our last two meets in January, so we'll have our Ketchikan meet, and then I think a week and a half later, we're going to Haines, and that'll be our final meet before we go to state.
And yeah. It looks like Sitka's going to be a contender again this year. I mean, we didn't even really talk about any of the speaking events,
yeah.
But Zephyr Ferriak and Kaya Pike were 7-0 in debate, and Rachel Youngberg, first time ever debating, came in second place in speaker points.
Really cool. Just worked so hard for this meet. We were like, you know, we don't have a lot of people, but we're gonna win.
Work.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the depth of the team is incredible in both acting and debate. So good luck.
Definitely.
Good
thank
luck
you.
To you all. And thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much for having us.
Emily Pratt and Maggie Dunn are on the Sitka High DDF team. Every Tuesday morning we talk about high school activities and events here on Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.